For fun, for health, for life is the Portage Park District's tagline. Formed in 1991, the district is dedicated to preserving the natural habitats of Portage County. Sitting around a conference table in the Portage Park District's basement office are myself, three Park District employees, and an intern. Maps decorate the walls, and taxidermy animals sit on the filing cabinets behind me. Christine Krayoff, the Portage Park District's Executive Director, explains its mission.
We're always continuing to look for those high-quality natural areas. You know, that's our main mission, is conserving our natural heritage. So Portage County is really a special place in the state of Ohio. We're home to a lot of great water resources, lakes, rivers, streams, wetlands, and also some wonderful mature forests. And as development pressures start to come back, we want to make sure that we balance that development with conservation so that we keep our quality of life high around here and preserve our natural heritage.
The district is an independent organization from Portage County, but it still utilizes county resources. Before 2014, when the district's levy passed, the district received funding from the Portage County General Fund. Now the district just uses the county for administrative duties like payroll. A volunteer board of commissioners run the park district. A Portage County probate court judge appoints the board members. As the executive director, Krayoff reports to the park commissioners and manages the daily operations of the park district. In May of 2014, the Portage Park District levy passed. It is a 10-year, half-a-mil levy. According to the Portage Park District's master plan, the levy collects $1.6 million each year. The levy is the Park District's primary source of funding, but it also receives funding from grants and donations to the Portage Park District Foundation, a nonprofit established in 2010.
We were at a point where we had done a lot over the years with grants and donations, but without that dedicated source of funding, we really could not plan ahead. I mean, it was year to year where I didn't know if I was going to have a job. Before the park levy had been passed that previous year, we were down to me as a full-time employee and one part-time maintenance person. And at that time, we had multiple parks open and trails open, and it was just, you know, really more than we could manage.
Since the levy has passed, the park district has been working towards its master plan and catching up on maintenance the district could not accomplish due to lack of funding. According to the master plan, the district wants to open new parks and trails for public use, acquire more land for trails, while improving existing parks. The Portage Park District wants to connect people with nature, but its main focus is conservation, as Bob Lang explains.
So I'm the natural area steward. Basically, that position involves inventorying what we have in our parks in the natural areas, trying to identify which areas are the healthiest and which areas also need some help to improve and be a better representation of natural native habitat that we should have here.